Hey, everybody, this is our last fundraising message of the year. Woohoo! But if you are able, please take a moment and donate to your local NPR member station.
By supporting them, you also help support our show and the kind of journalism we do. Just go to donate.npr.org/indicator. Again, that's donate.npr.org/indicator. Thank you very much.
NPR.
This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith.
And I'm Darren Woods. And it is the final episode of our Encore Week. Tomorrow we're off for the holidays, but don't worry, we are back with a new episode on Monday.
So the team picked out their favorite episodes of the year to re-air on this very last week of 2021. And this one was my favorite, because while I was reporting it, I got to look behind the curtain to see how one of the most famous indicators in the world is calculated, the rate of inflation, aka prices going up. Now, this, of course, has been a huge economic topic all year. Right now, prices are rising at an annual rate of about 6.8%. And that number is calculated every month by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. It's called the Consumer Price Index.
The process is meticulous, labor-intensive, and it involves hundreds of people. It's also top secret. This data is closely guarded because it needs to be above suspicion and tampering. But the Bureau of Labor Statistics agreed to let us tag along for half a day.
Yes, they did. All I had to do was sign like 8 non-disclosure agreements. But totally worth it.
We got into the belly of the beast, the inflation machine. To get the inflation number every month, millions of data points are involved, gathered by around 450 dedicated workers.
Hi, my name is Emily Masitis, and I am an economist with the United States Department of Labor, Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Every month, Emily and her colleagues go on a hunt for inflation. To do this, they track the price of, well, just about everything. Rent, haircuts, trucks, toasters, raincoats, boxes of wine, burgers to go, weddings, funerals, yoga pants.
And my favorite saying is, we follow prices on pretty much everything that is legal in the country.
So. This is a huge job, and it starts with surveys taken by thousands of households, just everyday people all across the country who write down in really minute detail how they spend their money.
Yeah, so they'll write down something like, you know, I bought butter at the store. And then inflation watchers like Emily will find, you know, a particular brand of butter at a particular store, and they will track the price of it for years.
Everything has a code. Salted butter has one code. Unsalted butter has a different code. Butter in sticks, different code. Organic butter, that's also different. And this is true for every consumer product in the US.
We have a 600-page manual for a reason.
Really? It's 600 pages? Have you read it?
There is a lot. I have.
Really? Every page?
There is a lot to learn. I have. Yep.
Wow. To check these prices, trackers like Emily used to drive around to stores, find a particular tub of unsalted butter or a 100% wool boat neck sweater in size 8, and look at the price tag for that particular item. And then come back to that store to look at that same item month after month, which sounds really kind of old school and needlessly labor intensive. But this data is just that important. It has to be accurate.
Of course, COVID changed everything. In-person was no longer an option. So now, instead of walking into stores and checking price tags, now Emily's day is a lot of this.
Mr. Hart, this is Emily Masitis calling with the Bureau of Labor Statistics. How are you doing today?
Hi. Good.
Phone calls, dozens a day. First up, a sporting goods store in Delaware.
So we are just doing the Consumer Price Index update on our pair of socks.
Socks. Of course, Darian, I cannot reveal the brand of socks because I signed a non-disclosure agreement. It's confidential. But these are white athletic socks. Of course, they are not just any white athletic socks, though.
Yeah. Just verifying some specifics on the item. It's knee length. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And then I have that it is 85% acrylic and 15% nylon.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And I have that it has moisture wicking. Is that correct?
Yeah, repels moisture.
Okay, great.
Emily makes a note of all of this. She gets to the right code. And now The moment is here. The price.
So they're $7.99.
$7.99 for the socks. Turns out the price hasn't changed since last month.
So the sock indicator, Darian, telling us inflation isn't happening. But that is just one product in one store. And you cannot measure inflation using just one pair of socks. And Emily has at least 30 more price checks ahead of her today.
And it's not just products like socks. The Consumer Price Index tracks services, too. Haircuts, car repair, workout classes.
Daycare. In this case, the weekly rate for a two-year-old at a daycare in Philadelphia.
For this one, Emily checks the price on the daycare's website. She does a lot of that these days.
So I have older toddler here, and the weekly full-time tuition is $320. That changed $306. So inflation in action.
Inflation in action. The price of daycare is up 5%, about $14 a week. And that adds up. It's around $700 a year.
So there it is. We've seen some evidence of the dreaded inflation.
Yes. As you can imagine, Darian, I got very worked up about this. I was like, here it is, inflation in the flesh. And Emily was like, okay, like, let's look at a few more prices. Let's make some more calls. So she let me tag along to a couple more phone calls, including to a little corner store in Philadelphia to check the price of butter.
It's butter. It's not that exciting.
What?
We will be the judge of that.
I am just calling to do our monthly check on butter for the Consumer Price Index.
Specifically, a box of four sticks, unsalted.
$4.35. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so that's gone up 25%. It looks like the last time it was $3.49. Do you happen to know why it's increased so much?
See? Butter is exciting. But Emily gets very focused here because this is potentially a really big moment in the inflation hunt. A price rising by that much actually requires filling out a special form. I mean, it could be evidence of spiraling inflation.
But Emily's been doing this for years and her spidey sense is going off. So before she fills out that special form, she asks the store owner to double check the price of that butter.
The store owner puts the phone down. We wait for a minute. Comes back on.
Okay, so it's not $4.35 right now?
No, it's $2.50.
So it turns out he was looking at the wrong brand of butter. And in fact, the particular butter Emily's been tracking is part of a promotion this week, two for $5. So one package costs $2.50, which is actually less than it cost last month.
Okay. That's what I was saying. We're like, that's a huge increase for butter, huh? And you stock up on it. I'm glad you took the time to look that up for me. That I appreciate it.
This is why it's so important to be so precise. All of the details matter. That 5.4% inflation rate we saw this morning that pushed markets down, that has policymakers issuing statements and the price of gold rising, that number comes down to this. A woman calling a supermarket in Philadelphia to check the price of butter. And then double checking to make sure the data is right.
I will give you a call next month. Have a great day.
This episode of The Indicator was produced by Julia Ritchie with help from Gilly Moon. It was fact-checked by Michael Ha. The Indicator's edited by Kate Concannon and is a production of NPR.